Busy day here on Sportsnet 650, your home of the Canucks. Didn't expect to have this in the middle of July, towards the end of July, in the middle of summer. But here we are, the Canucks now without President Trevor Linden after yesterday's news that the club and Linden have parted ways. It's Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda, and as promised, exclusive interview with General Manager Jim Benning and Travis Green now here. How's it going, guys?
Well, it's been a tough couple days.
Yeah, Jim, you know, just how difficult was yesterday for you? Travis, I'd like to hear the same from you, but Jim, we'll start with you. How difficult was yesterday?
Well, it was hard because, you know, Trevor's meant a lot to a lot of us in the office. Like, he hired me as general manager, gave me an extension last year. We've worked closely together for 4 years, so, you know, it's been tough.
Well, this goes to both of you. What was it like working with Trevor Linden the past 4 years?
Personally, it's been, you know, it's been great. Trevor's, he was good to work with, big believer in communicating. Trev and I usually talk every morning, really, about our team, about our game. And, you know, he's been such a big part of the organization, the city, the team, that it has been a tough couple days and quite a surprise to all of us.
Jim, why do you think this happened?
Well, I don't know all the reasons, you know, why it happened, and it's not my place to comment on it. But I think this is important for fans to know is that the plan has not changed. We're going to continue to draft skilled players, make sure they're developed properly, and then when they're ready to play, give them a chance where they can be successful. So, as far as, you know, our plan going forward, everything stays the same.
Jim, you worked with Linden for the past 4 years. We saw Francesco Aquilini's tweets yesterday about having everybody on the same page with the same vision. Was there a philosophical difference between you two or others in the organization of where this team should go?
No, I never seen that. Like, we, you know, we would have meetings with the ownership once a month. We would go over our plan with them. And, you know, really, you know, our plan's never changed. Is you know, we're in this to draft well, develop our kids, and when they're developed, give them a chance to be successful. And I think we've gotten to a place now where, you know, this year, and you know, whether they make our team or they're in the AHL, we got like 6-8 real good grade A prospects. So, and I think we've worked hard to get to this point, and no, but I never seen any disagreements there.
Travis, this also comes to you because the players coming in, you would like them to be in line with how you see it playing out on the ice. Do you feel this roster is shaping in the way you would like to see it be playing in the next couple of years?
I do. You know, when I came in to coach the Vancouver Canucks, I knew, you know, where we were, where we were going, and the vision that we had as a group. And that definitely hasn't changed. You know, you look where we are right now, it's even though we haven't, you know, we haven't won as much as we've wanted to, I think it's a new era, an exciting era. I think we've got a lot of fans within the city that are excited about where we're going and how we're getting there. Jim's done a real good job drafting players. We've got a lot of young guys that are on the cusp of making the NHL and hopefully not just making it, but being players that, you know, you can win long-term with. Not 1 year you win, 1 year you don't. We want these players to be part of something special in Vancouver, and really we're trying to build a team that the city can be proud of. And we know that, you know, in today's NHL, you have to have your young players come in and take ownership in that winning. And that's been our vision when I came in, and quite honestly, that's still the vision.
That is the voice of head coach Travis Green of your Vancouver Canucks here on Sports at 650. Also on the line, general manager Jim Benning. It's Reach Deep, Dan Riccio, and Randeep Janda here on Sportsnet 650, your home of the Canucks. Jim, your role for the time being expanded. What what does this role now add to you? How does this change for you over the next little bit while you take over some of Trevor's duties?
Well, I don't really know that it changes a whole lot. We have real good people in our organization. You know, Ryan Johnson heading up Utica, Brett Henning doing our pro scouting, Judd Brackett heading up our amateur scouting. So we have real good people in place. On the business side, we have Jeff Stipek and TC Carling that are, you know, excellent at what they do. You know, Stan Smeal can pick up some of Trevor's stuff. So I think we got an excellent staff that, you know, can help us get through this.
Jim, how long are you expected to fulfill this role?
Well, I haven't got a timeline on it. Like Francesco explained to me that, you know, the hockey decisions and the personnel decisions will be, you know, up to me now. And he didn't really give me a timeline.
Jim Benning and Travis Green joining us here on Sportsnet 650. Travis, this question for you and Jim as well, you can follow up on it. How close is this roster to competing for a playoff spot again?
Well, it's not an easy question to answer. I think we've been asked it every once in a while, and I expect it. I will tell you that, you know, we have expectations. We have expectations to improve throughout our lineup. Our players that were here last year were told, you know, each one of them individually what they needed to do to come back to be part of the solution. We've got young players that are vying for spots, and they'll definitely be on the team next year. You know, you just don't take one big leap and get there. We've got to continue to improve. I'm not going to say we're not going to be in the playoffs, and we're definitely pushing for that. But we know that there's certain steps that you have to make to get there, and it starts with our consistency without our group, with our young players improving like I've talked about, and we're going to push. We're going to push to get to that level, and we want to get there as fast as we can.
Jim, your perspective on that, and has the moves this offseason changed that timeline at all?
Well, you know, the players we signed this summer was, you know, to support our young players and help them, you know, be successful NHL players. You know, we got some young players that we feel are going to come in and push for jobs. And, you know, the guys we signed, we feel can help them, whether it's, you know, in practice and the day-to-day habits that they need to have to be pros. And that's the reason why we sign these guys. And let's make no mistake about this. If we have young players that come to camp and deserve to be on the team and earn a spot on the team, we'll find room for them. I'll move out other players, whether it's through trades or sending them down to the minors. But if young players deserve to be here, they're going to be on the team.
Well, Jim, on the top of players coming into camp, is there an update on Quinn Hughes? Is he expected to sign?
Well, I've been talking to his agent, and I'm going to talk to him again tomorrow morning, and we'll see where that goes.
Is there an expected timeline for the decision at this point in time?
No, we're continuing to talk. I don't know when, you know, that this final decision will be made, but we're going to continue to talk and try to come to some conclusion as to where he's going to play this year.
Travis, your thoughts on Quinn Hughes and what you've seen so far and how close he may be to playing at the pro level?
Well, I'm excited. I'll tell you that when we were sitting at the draft table, and I was, and you know, knowing that there was a chance as the draft went on that we might get a young offensive defenseman that we've kind of been looking for a bit now to help us as we move forward with some of these young forwards and obviously Olevi that'll eventually be here. I was excited when I saw him in development camp. He was, you know, he fit what I thought I would see. He's a great skater. He's got good vision. It's not a matter of if he's going to play, it's when he's going to play. And I think he's going to be a key part of us moving forward. So I know as an organization, we're excited about what we see in Quinn Hughes, and he's going to be a real good player.
Jim, I'm looking at the roster right now, and I see 14 forwards and 8 defensemen, and you know, there's the 2 goalies, and Thatcher Demko is wanting to get his shot at the NHL level as well. Is there still more moves that have to be made here this summer?
Well, if there's something that we can do to keep improving the team, we'll look at that, but you know, we got competition from within now for jobs on the team and ice time, and I think that makes for a competitive camp. So I'm excited. you know, about having extra players, and the players all know we got, you know, extra guys, so it should be an exciting camp.
Well, yesterday you re-signed Jake Virtanen, a two-year deal, $1.25 million. What about the future? What about his future are you excited about when you look at that young player?
Well, he's got a special skill set that not many players have, like the way he skates for his size and, you know, today's NHL is, it's, you know, he fits the way today's game's played. He's a power forward when he's moving and, you know, he decides to get to the net, he can get to the net. You know, he can shoot the puck. He needs to take the next step, though. I talked about this with him, you know, when we signed him the other day, is we're expecting him to, you know, come in and grab the bull by the horns and, you know, take the next step and be a good player for us this year.
And, Travis, what is that next step for you? You see him daily basis. What do you want him to do consistently next year?
Well, I think we saw it last year in spurts with Jake. We saw him have games where, you know, he played phenomenal. And that consistency is it starts in the summer. It starts with his training, making sure that he's rated his top-level conditioning when he comes into camp. And he's still a young guy learning the game. He's learning how he has to have success, and that takes a little time. I think with a power forward sometimes that does take time. And, you know, he's a guy that can get to the net. He's hard to handle. Part of it is confidence. Part of it is just being consistent in your habits every day with practice. And then obviously bringing it to the game, you know, having good games, 9 out of 10 instead of 7 out of 10, wherever he's at. And that's just part of maturing as a player. And, you know, if he does that, he's got a chance to take another step. And that's what we need. We need that not just out of Jake, but we need that out of our whole group. If we want to start to progress and move forward, we've got to push our players to become better hockey players. And obviously the younger guys that come in, they're going to push guys out of spots. You guys say there's 14 players. I look at the list and say and feel like there's a lot more than 14 forwards that are vying for, you know, 13 to 14 spots, and that's going to open up competition. You've got a lot more than 14 in my mind that have a chance to make the team.
Travis Green and Jim Benning joining us here on Sportsnet 650. It's Reach Deep, Dan Riccio, and Randeep Janda. Jim, we look at the moves that were made this offseason, and we get a lot of questions from listeners and from fans. And yes, Jay Beagle and Antoine Roussel, Tim Schaller, they bring certain elements to the game that you could argue this team needed. But also we see some of the outgoings, and Henrik and Daniel Sedin are big, big shoes to fill, and how the offense is going to be kept up. Jim, where do you expect offense to come from in this upcoming season?
Well, like Travis was just mentioning, it's going to be our young players. You know, Brock Besser had a real good season last year. He's going to have to be good this year. Bo Horvat was good last year, and, you know, had 22 goals and 60 against some games. Like, he could be a 30-goal scorer for us. But it's like the Goldobins and the Leipzigs, Sven Barchi. You know, we got to see where Peterson is in camp and Gaudette is at camp, because they're both skilled players. So, you know, the reasoning behind signing some of those veteran players that give us experience and are consistent players is we got these young skilled players that are going to have to, you know, either step up and get to the next level, or, you know, if they're just starting out, you know, we feel they could add skill to our group that, you know, that Danny and Hank gave us.
Do you worry about potentially losing players on waivers come training camp?
I don't worry about that right now. Let's get through camp. You know, let's see where we're at, and then we'll worry about that then.
Well, guys, we really appreciate the time today. I know it's been a tough couple of days with Trevor leaving the club. He certainly had a hand in both of your parts, and you look to take it on into the future. The future does remain bright, and we appreciate your time today. Thanks for this.
All right, guys. Thanks for having us.
Sportsnet 650.